The big fight's been announced now, Dave, hasn't it? How much are you and how much are Tony looking forward to this?
Oh, we can't wait. You know, obviously, as soon as the last fight ended, basically, as focus and attention switched to this one, because we knew that sooner or later it was going to be all made. You know, and the fact that it's all done, all sealed, we've just got to wait for whether it's the 22nd or 29th. But, you know, preparation's already ongoing and now we can really crank it up.
Tony's a pretty intense guy when it comes to this fight. How is he right now?
He's good. He's, you know, he just wanted to get the fight agreed and all on with. And like I said, now that's on. He's fully focused. It's going to be an exciting fight, mate. You know, he is very intense, but also he's very smart. He knows that he knows what he's got to do mentally for this fight, and he's putting himself in that frame of mind.
Does it give him an edge that it's in Liverpool now? It was originally going to be in Sheffield, but he's going to get the home backing now, isn't he?
Yeah, it is. I mean, listen, that with that comes pressure, but Tony handles the pressure really, really well. You know, and he'll feed off the crowd. But to be honest, whether it was in Liverpool, Cardiff, wherever, he was willing to go anywhere. He knows what he's got to do to beat Cleverley, and the main thing is that he goes in there and he does a job on him, and that's what he's more focused on. The fact that it's in Liverpool is just going to be a bit of a bonus for him.
At this weight, we saw them both fight on the same night last time out, and I think most people, the consensus view was that Tony was a little bit more impressive on the night. How is he going to beat Cleverley in this one? Where are you going to target? How is he going to beat him?
Well, I'm not going to give away any game plans, but the bottom line is I'm 100% confident that Tony's going to knock Cleverley out.
What gives you that confidence, Dave?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, He's a totally different fighter at this weight, a totally different fighter. You know, he's stronger, he's fitter, he's more healthy, he's more confident, and technically he's better right now. I just think that he's gonna have too much for Cleverley at cruiserweight. You know what you got to remember is I watched the fight. I watched the first fight last night, and you know he. I cannot believe the difference in size of the man and just how he looks physically. You know, he's kind of like, you can tell he's not strong at light heavyweight, and you can tell his balance and just his whole demeanour and everything about him. Whereas at cruiserweight, he's just a different fighter. You know, he's, like I said, he's fully fit, he's strong, and you know, he can really punch.
Is he going to thrive off the fact that he's going to be involved in a fight which has got the whole country talking?
Yeah. He's buzzing about it. He can't wait for this. He knows that, you know, he wants to be involved in big fights, and big fights generally mean that the mass public are going to be interested in talking about him, and about his fight, and this is one of those fights. You know, I think every fighter, when they saw, you know, how boxing fans have got behind the sport, you know, with fights like Foch and Groves and things like that. You know, all fighters want to be involved in big grudge matches and big fights where your granny, your auntie and everybody's talking about the fights. Not all boxing matches are like that, but this is definitely one of those where everybody's got an opinion, whether they like you or not. You know, they've got opinion on the fight, and that's what you want to be involved in as a fighter. And as any sportsman, really, you want people to be talking about you.
And how much of a buzz are you getting off being involved in such a big fight as well, and training Tony for this encounter?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and you know, it's exciting. I'm fortunate enough to be involved in quite a lot of big fights in the past. You know, obviously working with Aymaker, we had, you know, David A against Aldi Harrison, the Klitschko fight. You know, with Ryan, we had Ryan against Jamie Moore in a massive domestic battle. You know, so I'm quite, you know, it's something that I've had in the past where, you know, I've been involved in big fights. You know, De Gale and Groves. So, you know, it's not something where nerves-wise it gets to me. It doesn't affect me in that respect. I've got the experience for that, but I get excited as a fan because I'm a massive boxing fan at the end of the day. You know, so things like that are what I want to be, you know, involved in.
And just quickly, can we get an update on Jerome as well? Are things moving well there?
Fantastic, mate. I cannot believe the progress this kid's making. He's got such an iron will, and determination. I went up to see him yesterday, and you know when you get up in the morning and you're a bit groggy and you're talking a little bit tired, that's how he's talking. But he's talking like having a proper conversation with us, talking about, you know, the good old days. In, you know, he was in my first ever gym at Hyde Park in Sheffield, you know, and we're talking about sparring, and you're talking about back in the days of now. I think probably about 98 or something like that. I think I've had gym since 1996. So you're talking about them sort of time spans. So his memory's there, you know. I'm over the moon with him. You know, he's moving everything. His arms, his legs, he can move. You know, he even had a go at standing up yesterday. So he's developing. But you know, it's a long road because it's like he has had terrible injuries, but he's fighting, and I think, you know, a year down the line, hopefully, I think he'll be, you know, he'll be back to, you know, a bit like Spencer Oliver, hopefully. That's what I'm hoping for. But I think he's got a lot of rehab in front of him, but he's showing such courage and such determination. You know, he's not feeling sorry for himself. The one thing that I am a bit worried about him is that he's a whittler, and he's worrying about, you know, not being able to work and not being able to provide for his family, and that's the only thing that I'm a bit worried about with him. He doesn't need to be worrying about other people right now. He just needs to be focused on himself.
Just a final point on this. You are going to be spending an evening tonight with many people within the sport of boxing, and I suspect you're going to get asked an awful lot about Jerome, but so many people have come out to help, haven't they?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Everybody's talking about it, and, you know, it just shows you what this sport's about. You know, all the big names, everybody, they've all been messaging me, they've all been on phone with me, you know, they've all been talking about Jerome and wanting to help Jerome, and tonight, you know, we can put a lot more things into place together as well.